It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are proud to have join us this morning Brad Kazan, goalkeeper for the Atlanta United, here coming off a big win over the Red Bulls over this weekend that has kept you guys alive in the playoff hunt. So happy to have you here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What does it mean to you, first of all? We'll get to the soccer stuff, the MLS stuff, but to be able to be here to make an impact in an event that's changing the lives of people who are stuttering.
For sure. I mean, the growth of this organization has been tremendous over the years, and to see the work that they do for so many individuals around the communities, it's a tremendous honor to be a part of this event. You know, I was lucky enough to be here for year one, and to see the impact from year one to where it is now, and like I said, the growth of it's been unbelievable.
Now, Brad, I think it's Brooks Lennon we talked to a lot, and he's a golfer.
Yeah.
He's a big golfer. Now, who between you and Brooks, who's the better golfer?
Listen, if we're gonna get straight into it,
we're going straight into it. That's what I want to do. I want to get in the weeds.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest here. Okay, we're gonna talk about the game, and he's probably a better golfer. Obviously, I look the part. Okay, I look
that's
better.
That's what's more important.
Absolutely, it's not about the scores.
Listen, today we're
playing in a group. It's not about individual performance. It's about a group. But listen, with four kids, I definitely don't have the amount of free time that he's got. And so I think he takes the advantage probably on the course.
But you got the height and the length. And you guys that are taller and longer, tell you what, that you guys hit it further. It just seems like it's an easier game for y'all to play than us short people.
I'm glad you acknowledge that you're short.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
And I love the fact that you – I mean, listen, there's nothing easy about the game of
golf. Oh, I know. Trust me. I shot a triple-digit score yesterday, so I'm well aware.
No judgment. But no judgment from this side.
I wasn't even going to get it. So today we announced my friend Bo, he and his wife are expecting their first one. Now, okay. I think you guys have – what do you have, four?
We did four, yeah.
Oh,
four.
You guys are playing zone coverage, aren't you?
I've got two.
Yep.
I was trying to give him advice earlier in the show. If you have any, I'd love to hear it. My advice to him was – the kid is moving in with you because it's the first one,
yeah.
Right? The marriage is still very, very important.
Right. For sure. For sure.
So
absolutely. I would agree with that. I mean, listen, for number one, things are going to carry on. There'll be a little bit of a hiccup here and there, and that's okay. And you're going to think, oh, we got to get back to normal life. Well, normal life is no longer. So just prepare for that part of it.
Yes, dude. So true. I want to talk a little bit about Saturday night because I'm watching the second half. I'm a Bama guy, so I watched Bama lose, and I was like, done with college football for the day. I'm going to watch the United match tonight. The second half, obviously, them playing down a man. Just talk about the effort that you guys gave in the second half and on Tyler Wolf's run to close that. I know they had a couple of the offsides calls that help out down the stretch. I was out of breath watching the second half, but obviously you keep playoff hopes alive Saturday night.
For sure. That was the most important thing. And listen, when you look back at the game, obviously we'll look back at the tape and review the game. And there's certainly moments in that game, especially in the second half, where it's not easy for us. And we didn't do a good enough job of seeing out the game and closing out the game. And so we need to get better, certainly, in those moments. But at the end of the day, at this point in the season where we are with now one game left, the result is all that mattered. And to be able to come away with 3 points and give ourselves a somewhat of a fighting chance going into the last game of the season, that's all we could have asked for.
Yeah.
See, the four kids is why you're a good goalkeeper.
That's so true.
You brought up the last game of the season against Orlando. I know that's always kind of a heated matchup too. What's the conversation or the focus? What does that need to be as you guys have a little bit of a break before you go into that matchup on October 19th?
Everything's at stake, right, in terms of the performance, in terms of obviously the result that gives us a chance. We need to do our part in terms of winning the game, and then we need to see where the chips fall in terms of the help that we need from the outside. But most importantly, the performance from us in terms of giving our supporters, our fans, we know it's not been an easy year for them. And so giving them hopefully a nice victory over a team where, again, as you mentioned, it's it's a bit of a heated game. It tends to be. But, giving them a glimmer in terms of an insight of where this team can be.
Brad, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Brett, there's been a lot of changes in the organization, and as a United fan, there's only one constant since year one. I know you came in a few games in year one, but it's you. You're the only constant that has stayed 100% the same, and you're one of the leaders of the organization, especially when it comes to the team. How's that been for you with all the changes and some of the the difficult circumstances that have arisen from the on and off the field?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think first and foremost, it's an honor to be able to represent this club, represent this city, and my family and I, we've taken to Atlanta, and Atlanta is home. We love it here, and so when you see those difficult moments, when you see the change, the thing about professional sports is everybody can be replaced, and it's only a matter of time, and that's just the nature of the business, and that's okay. You have to be okay with it, but at the same time, you've got to be able to adapt. You've got to be able to change and continue to grow as an individual, but also as a group and as an organization, right? And so to be able to represent this club in this city, being there from day one, from year one, like I said, there's been more probably difficult days than good days. But as I was just saying to somebody inside, you want to see the club get back to those good days. You want to see the bends full. You want to see the support. You want to see the hype and the hysteria around the club. And I don't think those days are too far off. And so that part certainly brings a smile to my face and makes me excited.
I also want to congratulate you. Named the inaugural media ambassador. So presented by Gallagher. So
that's why I'm here with you guys.
Media savvy.
Congratulations.
Yeah. What did it mean to win that award?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's you talk about professional sports and what comes with professional sports, and the media is a huge part of it, right? And good or bad, and obviously it's your guys' jobs to be able to talk about us as individuals, talk about us as a club, as a team. Again, good or bad, and it's our job to hopefully give you guys more good things to talk about. And without the media, the size of the club, the notoriety of the club, it wouldn't be there. And so to have the media coverage that we do have at Atlanta United, we're lucky, because I know certainly not every MLS team has that coverage. And I would argue even some other teams in other sports.
I want to talk about your role kind of as a leader on this team, because I messed up and asked Kip Wiley about this, and he's like, dude, I'm 18. So the question was, like, when this was back after you guys signed Yorgos, but obviously some of there's been turnover. Alexi's come in, Saba's come in. Your role as a leader, just in welcoming those guys in, because not only are they moving teams, they're moving countries a lot of the time, but you're obviously familiar with Atlanta. You've been around. I asked Caleb, I was like, do you take Yorgos to, like, Waffle House? And he's like, dude, those guys, like, he's got a family. Like, no, I'm 18 years old, but you're obviously a little bit longer in the tooth than Caleb. So what's your role in those kind of circumstances?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the club does a really good job of helping those guys get settled, their families get settled. Like you said, it's not about just coming to a new team. You're coming to a new country, right, a new culture, trying to figure things out. Obviously, when you talk about the United States around the world, there's a certain perception,
sure,
right, of Americans and whatnot. And so now these guys are coming here and they're trying to find their feet and figure it out. And so you try to help them as best you can, give them recommendations, whether it's schooling, whether it's daycare, mm-hmm, whether it's, restaurants or things,
sure,
like this, right? Different areas.
Neighborhoods.
Where they want to live. Where do you, how long is it going to take to get to training, get to the stadium, those types of things. And then on top of it, you want their extended family, their wives, their girlfriends, their kids. You want them to feel comfortable, because you're only training for so many hours in the morning, right? And then you go home. But if you go home to a house where your wife or your girlfriend,
sure,
they're not settled, they're not happy, it's going to make training the next day that much more difficult. And so you want to try and help the entire party that has now become part of the Atlanta United family.
See, everyone comes to you for advice. He said you were long in the tooth, and look, I just want to tell you.
But more look, so look, than a guy look, like
no,
Caleb
no,
Riley.
Because, look, I played in the Atlanta United media match. I won the MVP.
Okay, no
big
deal.
I lost the toenail. But I turned 40 this week, and I know your birthday is just basically a month. Almost a month today. I turned 10-10. You were September 9th.
Yep.
So congratulations on that.
Brad, happy birthday.
Do not buy into this. Okay. I turned 40 last year, and she called me old every chance she got. So suddenly now she doesn't think it's so old.
Now, listen, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I only believe this side of the table.
You could come on anytime.
You know what?
I just have to let him know. You know, we're still competing at high levels.
That's what we're doing.
So, Brad, we appreciate you coming on with us.
Get him straight, Jay, man.
Thanks, Brad.
I'm going to need that.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.